focus on Carly Simon before, so I've been listening literally to almost every track she ever recorded. I've just been going through the catalog, and I have so much of it on vinyl. And so anyway, I put this together. We're going to have Carly Simon, and then also covers of Carly Simon songs, and some songs her and her sister Lucy, who were the Simon sisters before Carly Simon was a solo act.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm actually right now listening to her autobiography. Have it on ebook, so she's reading it, audiobook, I guess I should say. And it's really cool. I mean, the story's great, but to listen to Carly tell her own story in her own voice is kind of amazing.
Yeah, crazy, amazing career.
Insane. And what's funny is I've been listening to it for like 2 weeks now, and she's only like in her 20s so far. Like, there's a lot to go.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what we got for you. And that's it.
All right.
Thanks for a great show today, Mike, on the mic.
You're welcome.
And letting you guys know that you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. On the Tufts University campus, where the students are back. And, you know, they feel like they were gone for a week. Anyway.
it's true.
And it's time for something about the women. So stay tuned, buckle up, and enjoy the show.
Thanks, Sue.
Thanks, Mike. We'll get this working. Give me one sec.
My dear extremely forlorn friend, I hear your love has stormed out the door. What a random act, but here is the fact. All is fair in love and but philosophy won't help you now. So get it out of your system. Bang your fists and beat your brow. Howl like the wind, roar like the river, wail like the rain, cry, shout and shiver, shake like a dog, hiss like the fire, scratch out the moon, call love a liar. No need to claim the upper hand, just tip your hat to the master plan. Go on out and get them back. Use all your tricks any way you can, 'cause you win some and yeah you lose some, but philosophy won't help you now. So get it out of your system. Bang your fists and beat your
sounds great, right? 83 years old, Carly Simon, new song from her brand new album, Comes in Waves. That was Howl So now we're going to take a trip down memory lane. We're going to listen to a bunch of her hits and just songs that I like, starting at the very beginning with her self-titled debut album. And I believe this is her first hit. And you'll know it when you hear it here on Something About the Women.
My father sits at night with no lights on. His cigarette glows in the dark. The living room is still. I walk by, no remark. I tiptoe past the master bedroom where my mother reads her magazines. I hear her call sweet dreams, but I forget how to dream. But you say it's time we moved in together and raised a family of our own, you and me. Well, that's the way I've always heard it should be. You want to marry me, we'll marry. My friends from college, they're all mad. Silent noons, tearful nights, angry dawns. Their children hate them for the things they're not. They hate themselves for what they are. And yet they drink, they laugh, close the wound, hide the scar. But you say it's time we moved in together, raised a family of our own, you and me. Well, that's the way I've always heard it should be. You want that we can keep our love alive. Babe, all I know is what I see. The couples cling and claw and drown in love's debris. You say we'll soar like two birds through. On your shelf, I'll never learn to be just me first by myself. Well, okay, it's time we moved in together and raised a family of our own, you and me. To come, but
we think about them anyway. And I wonder if I'm really with you now, or just chasing after some finer day.
Sadly,
myself, this isn't exactly what you had planned. But you're a legend in your own time, a hero in the footlights, playing tunes to fit your rhyme. But a legend's only a lonely boy when he goes home alone. Well, a legend's only a lonely boy when he goes home
secrets. We tell each other everything about the lovers in our past and why they didn't last. We share a cast of characters from A to Z. We know each other's fantasies. secrets of yours. Some of them secrets of yours. We have no secrets. We tell each other most everything.
Closing out our first Carly Simon set with the title track to her album from 1972 called No Secrets. And before that, we heard two cuts from her second album, Anticipation. We heard Legend in Your Own Time, and we heard That's the Way I've Always Heard It Should Be, which was her very first hit, if you don't count whatever hits she had with the Simon Sisters. So Carly had, she had two older sisters and an older brother. And when she was born, they wanted a boy, and they were going to name it Carl. But when she came out a girl, they just added a Y, like a chromosome, and made her Carly. And if you haven't read or listened to her autobiography, it's really good. And I can't wait to finish it. I was hoping to be able to finish it before this show, but I got busy, and I'm only about, I don't know, halfway through. All right, so we're going to continue now with a couple more from No Secrets, because it's such a great album, and I actually remember being about 12 years old and finding it at the library, and you could borrow the LP, and I did. And I listen to it a lot. All right, here is another one from No Secrets, here on Something About the Women.
You close your eyes, do you see white Lorelei? She's a dream. She seems, but she's so much fun to be with. When you close your eyes, do you see places that you've never seen? Yet you've been there. You've been walking on the edges of a dream, and you're so sign. Do not disturb. Are you disturbed to find that it's just as magic as it feels, and you're so much fun to be with? Thank you.
I remember a time romping through the woods, sun against our skin instead of clothes. When we felt hungry, we would eat. When we felt glad, we'd dance. And whenever we felt drowsy, we would doze. It was so easy then, never taking any stands. It was so easy then, holding hands. I remember a time when our fears could be named, and courage meant not refusing dares. I remember when we took such cares to step never on the cracks, nor only in the squares, or else we'd be abducted by the bears. It was so easy then, never making any plans. It was so easy then, holding hands. Throw old dreams. Love can drive a normal woman to extremes. It was so easy once, holding hands without a plan. It was so easy once, holding hands, just holding hands.
Yeah. no, 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 no.
Listen, I will
understand.
He's gonna find me some peace of mind. Yeah, if that peace of mind won't stay, I'm gonna get myself a better way. I might rise above, I might go below. Ride with the tide, go with the flow. And there's no reason why I keep on shouting in your ears, yo. Oh, no, no.
I'm not afraid to
says spittle on the griddle as you drop that batter into that hot butter. Round and brown, piping hot, like as not, what we got is hotcakes. Hubba, 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 puffing up fluffy and sweet. Now wait, and now flip it.
Oh yeah, that is the title track from Hotcakes. It's just a cute little song, just a quick little lyric and then some funky horns doing some stuff. But I always like that. It's a lot of fun. We heard, besides that from Hotcakes, we heard Haven't Got Time for the Pain. And that song really digs into sort of her personality. Like from what I can tell so far in reading her autobiography, she is very sort of insecure. She didn't have a lot of confidence in herself. She had a stammer, and so she really avoided participating in class, for example, and so that didn't help her out in school. And she found out that when she sang, she didn't stammer, so music kind of saved her in that way. But she did. She always sort of was feeling that she was less than or that she wasn't good enough, and which is sad to hear because she's such an amazing person and singer for that matter. But I think Haven't Got Time for the Pain puts that into a little bit of perspective. Before that, we heard Mockingbird, and that is a duet with the love of her life, James Taylor. They were married for about 10 or 11 years. Sadly, ended in divorce, I think primarily because James was having some difficulties with addiction. But I encourage you to seek out the video from the No Nukes concert of them singing Mockingbird, because the chemistry between them is incredible, just incredible. So check that out if you can find it. We also heard It Was So Easy from No Secrets. And we started the set with When You Close Your Eyes, also from No Secrets. So I skipped a really important song from No Secrets, so I'm going to go back now and play that. And I think you'll know this one.
Party like you were walking onto a yacht. Your hat's stripped. dreams, they were clouds in my car.
sister, my older sister. What to be?
She turns everybody's heads while I wear her last year's threads with patches and stitches and a turned up hem. Oh, but to be, oh, but to be, I'd like to be, just wants to be.
Special lady, I think it's time for a little one-on-one conversation. Talking about my baby, baby. Not you, baby. Our baby, baby. A recent scientific studies on lactation.
Baby, baby, you gotta know the facts, lady.
Let
magical lady, gotta get down to business. Gonna turn the lights down real low for a slideshow on childhood disease resistance. Wonderful woman, if you do breastfeed, a little baby will be at less risk for respiratory illnesses. Hey, I'm just talking about breastfeeding. Educate your sweet self at 800-994-WOMAN or 4woman.gov or talk to your healthcare provider. Babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station, baby.
Okay, I just thought I'd break in here for the top of the hour and let you know that you're listening to Something About the Women here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, here on the Tufts University campus, where the students are heading back to class. We just heard It Keeps You Running from Carly Simon's 1976 album, Another Passenger. Listening to this in the, with the big speakers in the studio, I never noticed how interesting the drums are on that song. And I believe Michael McDonald or the Doobie Brothers, I can't remember which, covered that song as well. From the album Playing Possum from 1975, we heard Attitude Dancing. And we heard Older Sister from Hotcakes. And as I mentioned, Carly had two older sisters, and she did feel sort of competition with them, especially for her father's attention. She always felt that her father did not pay as much attention to her as he did to her other two sisters. So I'm sure there's a bit of that in the song Older Sister. And we started with probably her biggest hit, You're So Vain, from the album No Secrets from 1972. And you can hear Mick Jagger singing backup on that. And we still don't know. We just don't know who that song is about. All right, it's 11:57. I'm not pacing myself very well. We're only up to 1976. We got a lot more to go. Let's actually take the time to listen to a cut from the new album. This is called Maybe I Never Loved You. And some people are speculating that this song is about James Taylor. Listen.
Maybe I never loved you, but anyway, I thought I did. I married you, we had a kid. That counts for something. And maybe it's best to bury whatever it was. We're both well rid of. Maybe I never loved you. Yes, and maybe I did. Hey, maybe you never loved me, although God knows you said you. That. And maybe it's wrong.